Frank's appeal is set for 30 days hence. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, the 17th of November, 1913, page 3, column 5. Judge holds contract valid and grants temporary, restraining order. A novel and interesting point was raised in Judge J.T. Pendleton's division of the Superior Court Monday morning, when the court issued a temporary restraining order in behalf of a petitioner who sought to enforce a contract whereunder the defendant bound himself not to engage in the printing business in Atlanta. The parties to the suit were Mrs. Ellen F. Knowles of Cincinnati, represented by Dorsey, Shelton & Dorsey, Atlanta attorneys, and George Holtman, formerly of Cincinnati, now of Atlanta. In her petition, Mrs. Knowles recited that she and the defendant formerly were engaged in the printing business in Cincinnati under the corporation name of Knowles & Holtman Company, that in January she bought his stock when he signed a contract agreeing not to engage in the printing business of Cincinnati, Nashville, or Atlanta during a period of 5 years following. She alleged in her petition that he violated that contract by coming to Atlanta, buying stock in the Howard Printing Company, 195 Marietta Street, in his wife's name, and being elected secretary and treasurer of that company. Judge Pendleton held that contract to be valid, a recent decision of the state Supreme Court in the flooding case having held that the essentials were a limitation of space and a limitation of time. The five-year period and the limitation of the contract's effect to the three cities named validated the contract in the court's opinion. The hearing on the plea for a permanent injunction was set for next Saturday. Meanwhile, Mr. Holtman cannot engage in the printing business in Atlanta. It is said the contract was drawn to cover Nashville and Atlanta, as well as Cincinnati, because the firm has customers in these two cities. Page 18, column 2. More than 100 members of society are expected to attend. Kentuckians of Atlanta are to have a banquet at the Ansley Hotel Thursday night, December 11th. There are more than 100 in the city, and it is hoped all will attend the dinner. Judge John Pendleton is president of the Kentucky Society, and S.L. Rohrer is treasurer. The executive committee is composed of W.C. Warfield, Jack J. Spaulding, W.C. Jenkins, Scott Hudson, Dr. J.C. White, John D. Pickett, Isaac Schoen, and W.W. Gaines. Those expecting to attend are requested to communicate with W.C. Warfield, 4th National Bank Building, or any others above named.